Okay, Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series of the study of Daf Yomi. We are nearing the end of Masechet Chagiga. This is the penultimate podcast. We are now at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf He Amud Bet, which on the page I gave a long introduction. I'll explain it when we get to it, which will be immediately. But we're looking at Mishnah He, and we have a few Mishnayot to do today. Min Hamodiim V'lifnim. From Modi'im, which is down about 15 miles to the west of Jerusalem, Mina Modi'im Belifim, from Modi'im into Jerusalem, Ne'manim al Klei Cheres. People are believed about the Tahara of the earthenware. Mina Modi'im V'lachutz en Ne'manim, but not from Modi'im out. The question is, what's the status of Modi'im itself? Ketzad, HaKadar Shu Mocherak Derot, a potter who is selling his own pots. So if he comes in with his pots closer to Jerusalem from Modi'im, Hunak Hadar, the guy, Veinak Derot, the pots, Vein Alokhin, and people who buy them, Ne'aman. They're all believed, Yatsai Eino Ne'aman. But if he was there and then he went out, is Eino Ne'aman. Now, the notion here is as follows. As we will see, they did not have found pottery works in Yerushalayim itself. And Modi'im was evidently a town that was well known for, or that was a popular place for making earthenware. And this is where they would make earthenware for the Beit HaMikdash. So anywhere from there on in towards Yerushalayim was oriented towards the Mikdash. They were more careful about Tahara. Good. Tana, Modi'im, Pamim Kelifim, Pamim Kelachutz. Modi'im itself is sometimes considered in, sometimes considered out of this boundary. Ketzad, let's play it out. Kadar Yotzev Chaver Nichnas. If you have a potter who is leaving from inside Modi'im, and a chaver coming from outside, like Tel Aviv, let's say, coming into Modi'im, and they meet in Modi'im, kilifnim, then it's considered inside, because the chaver is on his way to Yerushalayim, and the kadar is just coming out to meet him. Shnehem nichnasim, or shnehem yotzim, but if the two of them are coming in from the outside, and they get to Modi'im, or they're leaving, then kelachutz, it's like the outside, because if the two of them are coming in, let them wait till they get it past the Modi'im boundary. If the two of them are going out, they should have done their business before they left. Amar Abaye, af anana mitanina, we have support for this from our Mishnah. Hakadash machar takdirot nechnas lifnim min Modi'im. Right, our Mishnah said that if the kedar sold his kterot and then went inside, then he's not neman. Tamad lifnim min Modi'im. Why is he believed? Because he's inside. Ha Modi'im Gufa, so Modi'im itself, lo mehema, he's not trusted. So Ema Seifa, now look at the second half. Yatsa Eino Ne'aman, if he went out of Modi'im to the west, he's not believed. Ha Modi'im Gufa Ne'aman. So there we have the basic contradiction of parallel inferences. The inference of the Reisha is that Modi'im is on the out. The inference of the Seifa is that Modi'im is on the inside. So that means that the first inference that Modi'im is considered outside is when both of them are coming in or coming out. The second inference is Modi'im is considered part of the inside is when the Kedar is leaving and the Chaver is coming in. Shmamina, so you can infer from there. Good. What are they believed about? They're believed about the very fine earthenware that's used for Kodesh. Amar Shlakish, v'uish nitalin v'yado achat. Shlakish adds to that, these are only if these kelim can be picked up with one hand. Or it's very small. Yochanan Amar, afilu she'en nitalin v'yado achat. He said, no, even if they can't be picked up with one hand, if they're so big. Amar Shlakish, toshanu elorei kanin. Shlakish says it's only if they're empty vessels. V'mle'in lo. But if they're filled, they're not tahor. Yochanan Amar, afilu mle'in. Even if they are filled, even if his money belt's inside. But Rabbi Yochanan admits that the liquids that are inside are tamei, but the vessel itself has a cheskat tahara. Don't be so surprised that you could have a vessel that we're considering tahor while the liquids inside are considered tamei. You can have we have this before. You could have a jug filled with water, lagin tmein, where the jug itself was tamei tumat shiva. Because, for instance, you add a jug, according to Beit Shammai, that was inside of a kli cheres with a tzamid patil, and it was a jug owned by, the kli cheres was owned by an am haaretz. The mashkin inside are taharin, and nonetheless the kli is tamei, so we have a flip of that. So don't be so surprised. Good. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. deals with how do you assess the tahara of a place that has been violated. So let's say king's officers came into the house to take something that was owed, a tax. Or you have ganavim, burglars who came into the house, and now they want to return the kelim. They're trusted to say we didn't touch. That doesn't mean the kelim they're returning. Obviously they touched them. But they're trusted to say we didn't touch anything in the house. We believe them. So in Yerushalayim, people are trusted to say that Kodesh is Tahor, and during the time of the regal, there's a general law, we've seen this before, they're trusted also that Truma is Tahor. Now, the Gemara immediately challenges our ruling that that these guys are trusted when they come into the house. We have a challenge, says the Gabaim come into the house, the entire house is Tamei. Right, so which means that we assume that that they touched everything in the house. So lokasha had the ika nachi badayu had the leika nachi badayu. It depends on whether or not their supervisor is with them. If the supervisor is with them, they're afraid of him, and therefore they're going to check everywhere in the house. If not, they'll only go certain places, get what they need to get, and we trust them when they say they didn't go everywhere. Good. Tanah didnan im yesh nachrim ayin namanim lomar lo nichnas. If there's an overseer with them, they're trusted to say we didn't go into that room or that house. They're not trusted to say we went in, we didn't touch, because once they're in the room, he's going to make sure they check everything. So what if the guy's there? What's the reason? One is they're afraid of him. The other is they're afraid of the king. They're afraid of their ultimate supervisor. What's the difference? If the supervisor is a nebuch, he's not a very impressive person, then if you say it's the fear of the king, because they work for the IRS or whatever, then it'll still hold. But if, on the other hand, you say that it's the fear of their supervisor, well, supervisor is not very awe-inspiring, then, indeed, we will still believe that they didn't touch anything. No, v'chein ha-ganavim shachziru ta kelim, said the same thing is true about ganavim that return kelim, we have a challenge that says that if ganavim come into the house, the only place that's tamei is where we saw they walked. But that means that we assume they touched everything. Now, by the way, notice these ganavim are not ganavim we see anymore. We just see their footsteps. That's an important difference. Our case is a situation where the ganavim feel contrition, and they're returning the stolen items because they feel bad they stole them. And therefore, we can also trust them about what they said. And we have proof from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says these are ganavim who returned the kelim. Good. People are trusted about the status of very big earthenware for purposes of Kodesh. Because we don't have any foundries in Yerushalayim that make these kind of big earthenware, and therefore they are believed about it. In the war against Bnei Vinyamin, it says that everybody gathered at Mitzpah, the entire group was gathered, ki ishachad chaverim. So what's the illusion? Whenever all of Am Yisrael gathers, it's like they're all chaverim. And here the play is on the word chaver, which in rabbinic context means somebody who's trusted about Trumot Masorot. So the notion is that when all of Am Yisrael gather, we give them all a status of Chavirim, and therefore, Vishat HaRego, we believe them also about Truma. Good. Okay, parenthetically, about the issue of making big earthenware in Yerushalayim, the notion is that Chachamim et Gzeira to keep the city pure, they wouldn't have these large fires in which they would be firing up huge pots in Yerushalayim, and therefore they would have to bring them in from the outside, and therefore we accorded credibility when somebody brought in from the outside to say that this is Tahor. Good. The next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Zion, the first half. Hapotechet chavito. Somebody is selling. This picks up on what we were before. Everybody's trusted about Tuma V'tahara of Truma on the Regel. Somebody opens up a barrel to sell wine. Somebody starts making dough. Rav Yehuda says that once you've opened it on the regel, that barrel is a status of tahor. You could finish selling it even after yontif. Chacham amrim lo yigmor. Chacham say you can't. So now yativ Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha kila de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They were at his wedding. Patach chad biyamal. One of them said, Maushi ani chena l'regel acher. Can't, if, let's say that, according to Chachamim, who said that you cannot continue selling the wine, can you leave it around for the next regel? Because the regel has automatic credibility around it. So the other one, this is by the way, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, I translated incorrectly. Akila, the Rabbi Yitzchak, literally means his canopy. But normally that's an indication of a wedding. But here it means his backyard. They were sitting in the backyard. And one of them said, one of the guests of the host said, she leave it for the next regel. So the other one answered back, Yara kol mashmashin ba. Everybody touches it. After all, after the regel, people are touching it. So now at the regel, magically, it's going to become tahor. You want to keep it around for the next Yom Tov? But even during Yom Tov, everybody was touching it. In other words, let's be honest, the people have been touching it the whole time. It's just we have a din that during the regal we consider it tahor. He said, no, they're not the same. Until now, the Torah gave a blanket tahara to the Amaretz, like we said from the Pasuk Chaverim, right? The one Pasuk that we have on the page. But now after Yom Tov, it's Tamei. And so the answer is, so we should say it's Neima Ketanoi. It sounds like this, whether or not we can leave the barrel over for another Yom Tov, is a Machlok Ketanaim. The Tani Chara, one of them said, Yanichen al Regal Acher, but Tani Yidach lo Yanichen al Regal Acher. Very simple. One Tana says, leave it for the next regal. The other one says, you don't. Vetispura. My love, Tanoi, is that not the Machlok Ketanaim? Lo. The one who said leave it over for another regal, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Rabbanan who said you can't leave it over. But that's not really true because Vatispura, Rabbi Yehuda, Yigmor Kam, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say you have to leave it for the next Yom Tov. He said you could finish it now, after Yom Tov. That's Rabbi Yehuda. What does Lo Yanichena mean? You don't have to leave it over. You can finish it. Haritani Yanichena Rabbanan. And the one who said you can't leave it over means it's Rabbanan. You leave it till the next regal. That's Rabbanan who said you cannot use it on a time which is not Yom Tov, but you can leave it till the next regal. What does it mean you don't leave it over? It means you don't have to leave it over because you can continue using it after the regal if it was opened on the regal. All right, so that means that we seem to come to the conclusion that even Rabbanan would allow you to hold on to the barrel until the next Yom Tov and then sell it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can continue selling it even after the regal. So the last Mishnah we're going to do today, which is Mishnah Zion 2, second half Mishnah Zion, Mishavra regal mavirin al tarata azara. After the regal, they would purify the azara because everybody came into the azara. There was always a concern about tumah. We don't apply it or raise the concern on Yom Tov, but afterwards we clean it out. We'll see how in the next podcast. Avar regal liom shishi. So if Yom Tov is over on Thursday, so the day after Yom Tov is Friday, lo ayu ma'avirin, they wouldn't do it. Nekvot Shabbat, because they're getting kvot Shabbat, they're busy getting ready for Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo b'yom chamishi, even if it was Thursday, meaning Yom Tov ended on a Wednesday, right? Mishein ha-kohanim priim, because the kohanim are too busy on Thursday, or shall we say the kohanim are too busy the day after the Yom Tov, that if the day after Yom Tov is Thursday, between Thursday and Friday, they can't do it, they do it on Sunday. So the Gemara just gives a quick comment. What is it that the Kohanim are so busy with? There is so much ash to get rid of after the Yom Tov, because all the Korbanot that were brought takes them a lot of work to get it out. They don't have time to do the Tahara, which we will read about in the final Shir on Masechet Chagiga in the next podcast.